Welcome to the fifth episode of my weekly podcast, Soul Ventures. Episode 5, Abracadabra. This week, it's all about the magic. If you are missing a little magic from your life, you've come to the right place. I'll show you how you have vast creative power available to you at any moment. I'll show you that you are a gardener planting seeds, and that you are not only in charge of what type of seeds to plant, but what type of garden you are cultivating. And I'll show you that you are able to create your very own magic word to guide you through 2024. This week is a bit different because I will be inviting you to join me on an adventure, a guided meditation, to reveal your inner creativity and the magic that opens up to you when you're in tune with this creative power. And the best part? You have everything you need right in the palm of your hands. No special equipment to buy, nothing needed to bring along for the ride. Everything you need, you already have. Once you start exploring with me, you will reconnect with the true essence of you, that what makes you, you. And you will realise that wherever you are on this round, beautiful planet, all roads lead you home. So let's enjoy the ride. Are you ready? Part 1. In the beginning was the Word. I thought I'd begin with the word. Abracadabra. This magic word is one we are all familiar with from an early age, and it's a very special word. According to Wikipedia, it was first mentioned in the 2nd century AD in a prescription used by a physician. This physician prescribed that malaria sufferers should wear an amulet with this word written in the form of a triangle. Throughout the ages, the use of this word abracadabra spread and became associated with great creative power. Words are seeds, and seeds, when planted, have roots. Abracadabra has its roots in a Hebrew phrase, "I will create as I speak," or the Aramaic words abrac, ad, habra, meaning "I create like the word." We create as we speak. Whether we speak out loud or internally, the words we use have vast creative power. With every word we use, we are planting a little seed. Think of the vast creative power of the universe. It all began, we are told, with the word. In the beginning was the word. From the word, everything is formed. Intelligence, our thoughts, our language, how we communicate with others, how we build things. Words have the power to transform, literally, to change the shape of the world around us. Words are seeds. We are the gardeners, and we are planting words in the garden of our mind as our thoughts take shape. And as with every garden, if you want to attract more butterflies, more bees, more birds, you need to plant more flowers. Nourish these flowers and your flowers will bear fruit and flourish. But if you neglect your garden and allow it to become overgrown and tangled with weeds and filled with rubbish, then it will be much more difficult for other flowers to flourish. If you want things to flourish and bear fruit, then we need to prepare the ground. And one of the first things to do is to plough the ground before you plant the seeds. Things grow best in loose, fertile soil that can absorb and retain nourishment, and use this nourishment to transform. If you think of the word universe, you'll see the word verse in that word. Don't think that's a coincidence. If you think of this word verse, what do you imagine? Maybe the verse of a song, one song that we are all singing, or perhaps a beautiful poem we are writing our part for. And if you look at the etymology, origin of this word verse, it has its roots in a Proto-Indo-European word, where, for turn or bend. So we now have that image again of ploughing or turning or bending the soil. And so it is from one line to the next in a song or a poem. It's turning or bending, ploughing, preparing the soil for the rest of the song or the poem to flourish. And in this beautiful, expansive universe, we all have a voice. We are part of this magnificent orchestra. So as we plough the garden of our mind, or our souls, we are preparing the ground for the seeds we sow. And as we sow, we shall reap. It makes a lot of sense to be choosy about which words to use. I like to think of words as travel companions. And I'm very careful to choose which ones I want to bring along for the ride. Words have the power to move us, to soothe us, to stir us into action, or to raise us to new heights. We use them to articulate our feelings. Think of poetry. Poetry is often thought as the best words in the best order. Through words alone, a great poet has the capacity to move us to great depths. I'd like to share these lines with you from one great poet in particular, the romantic poet William Blake. If the doors of perception were closed, everything would appear to man as it is, infinite. Keep this in mind as we go on an adventure together. With your permission, I'm going to guide you to your Aladdin's cave of inner treasure, the wealth of knowledge that is available to you at all times. Then you will step through your very own doors of perception and choose your magic word for 2024. Are you ready? Let's go. Part 2. Your magic word. If it's safe for you to do so, you can close your eyes. Sit in a comfortable position with your feet on the floor. Inhaling deeply and release completely. Take in a deep, nourishing breath and release it slowly. Take another deep breath in as you call your energy back to yourself. And release anything that no longer serves you. Repeat one more time, inhaling deeply and filling your body with breath before releasing and letting go of anything you no longer need. Feel your eyes relax and lie comfortably in their sockets. Feel any tension in the top of your head melt away. Feel your jaw soften and unclench. Any tension you've been holding here melts away. Feel your tongue soften and relax. Feel your neck and shoulders release and relax. Feel your neck and arms grow heavier and heavier Your hands are loose and relaxed. Feel your spine soften and release any tension here. Feel your pelvis and hips grow heavy and more relaxed. Feel your legs soften and relax. You are safe and supported. You are relaxed and comfortable. All is well. Imagine there are thick, strong roots reaching down from the soles of your feet, down through the ground beneath you, through the rocks and lava, and wrapping around the core of the earth. The energy from the earth rises up through these roots, all the way up through the soles of your feet. It spirals up your legs and flows all the way up to your heart. You are securely rooted to Mother Earth, and your heart and hers pulse together as one. Now imagine that at the top of your head, you have a lotus flower. This flower blooms open gently to receive a bright white channel of light from the heavens. This beautiful light travels through the lotus flower and cascades down through the crown of your head, swirling around your third eye, gliding down your throat, and gently moving through your heart, shining brightly. You are connected to the divine realm and are filled with heavenly blessings. Imagine, right in the center of your forehead, there is a round indigo door. Your door of perception. It's closed. As you look at it, you know that behind this door is a treasure trove. You decide that you want to open this door and explore inside. You reach out your hand to open it. Although the door looks heavy, you know that it will open if you wish it to. Open Sesame. The door opens completely, revealing a deep indigo blue Aladdin's cave of treasure. As you absorb this deep, expansive color, your mind's eye opens and you are reminded of your sense of inner knowing. Shelves upon shelves of beautiful books line the walls. They contain ancient wisdom passed down through the generations. Magnificent dictionaries containing every word there ever was spread out before you. There are gorgeous paintings depicting hidden realms of the universe. There are treasure maps spread open on tables in front of you, ready for you to explore. There are treasure chests filled with gold and bright jewels. All around this room is a wealth of information. You can see shelves of manuscripts containing all the secrets of the ages. You know that you are free to access all the knowledge in this room. It is your hidden vault of knowledge. It has been gathered and compiled for you, by you, across many time spaces, dimensions, and lifetimes. Know that this is available to you whenever you need it. Deep inside your vault of inner knowledge, ask yourself, What do I need to know now will help me on my journey? Allow the answer to come to you. When you are ready, you turn around to face the door of perception, now open fully. You gaze out at a vast expanse of ocean before you. It stretches out into infinity. If the doors of perception were cleansed, everything would appear to man as it is, infinite. The sun is just beginning to rise, and the sky is filled with a vibrant shade of orange, illuminating everything within the cave, around and within you, in this golden orange glow. It's a new day. It's a new beginning. And you can write a new chapter. You step out through the doorway, down a little ledge, onto a golden sandy shore. Here you find a boat, a vessel. Your boat, your vessel. You are the captain of your ship. You step into the boat and find that a journal appears in your hands. A captain's journal. Holding this journal, you know that as you gaze at the expanse of ocean before you, you can steer your ship in any direction of your choosing. You are the captain. You are in charge. Safe in the knowledge that you have your wealth of knowledge in your Aladdin's cave at your disposal at any time. And that on a round planet, there are no wrong directions to take. You can now choose your very own word to guide you through 2024. You open the journal. Abracadabra. I will create as I speak. You are pure magic. And the words you choose are your spells. Still bathed in this golden glow, allow your word to appear on the journal in your hands. This word is your magic word. Breathe this magic word, this magic seed, into your soul and allow it to take root in your sacral chakra, the center of your creative power. The garden of your soul. And feel your word anchored deep into the earth. Gently and in perfect timing, the seed becomes a seedling. It unfurls and grows, blossoming into a beautiful 8-petaled flower, with petals pointing in each direction. North, south, east and west, and everything in between. Your magic flower. Look at the colours of the petals. Breathe in this colour into every part of your being. Every time you think of this word, you are nourishing this flower a little more. Bring your attention back into your physical body, calling your energy back into yourself. Gently move your fingers, wiggle your toes. All is well. And so it is. Part 3, your magic word. When you give somebody your word, You give them a solemn promise or pledge. I give you my word. So I invite you to give your word to yourself, your soul, the true essence of what makes you you. This word is your pledge to yourself. May it guide you on your journey through 2024. With your magic word now in your journal and planted in your garden, you can steer your ship through 2024 in the direction of your choosing and allow it to flourish every time you bring your attention to it. So there we have it. The key points from today's episode are: your words are your spells, and with every utterance, you are casting your net and bringing in your haul. You are part of a creative universe and are singing the song of your soul. And abracadabra, I will create like the word. You have so much inner wisdom available to you when you tap into your subconscious and listen to what it wants to tell you. And I'm here to help you remember it. My intention over the course of these episodes is to get you back on track so that you can enjoy the rest of your journey here on Earth. In the next episode, I'll be talking more about the magic of words. Until then, happy travelling. If you enjoyed this episode, you're very welcome to subscribe to my podcast. If you know somebody else who might be interested in it, feel free to share it with them. To find out more, visit my website at www.imjennywilson.com. Here, you can find details of how you can download my free PDF ebook, The Hidden Language of Color. Go to jennywilson.com and follow the free ebook link. You can also find details of my books from my website. The books are available from whichever version of Amazon is local to you. Or you can follow me on Instagram at I am Jenny Wilson. Let's reconnect next time and explore more of the universal language of the soul. In the meantime, keep expanding and enjoy the journey.